Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome into our daily editorial. It is Wednesday. You know, I've got some interesting things going on in the sense that I just watched Boris Johnson in the news. The mandate that everybody had to wear a mask in the UK is now done. In the UK, they no longer have to wear masks. And there are some, I would call, minor changes in terms of the reporting requirements. A lot of cheers when Boris Johnson announced that yesterday. Kind of interesting because over here in the Great Northwest, where I am living, people are really, really frightened because of the COVID situation. Neighbors are quarantining themselves, and I really kind of don't know what to think. Let's start out with this one, Jim, and then I want to get on to more with Joe Biden. But let's talk about this quarantine first and get your opinion, Jim.
Well, first of all, I think that people that are at risk and people that are afraid of it, they have every right in the world and they should be, you know, protecting themselves. They should make decisions based on that. The problem is the information out there on this particular Omicron variant is just a continuation of the fear panic that's been perpetuated in the media and, of course, with the administration and the pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. So people that are trying, and this is happening in New Zealand and Australia, in Austria, where the government said, those governments have said, we're going to stop everybody, anybody from getting the virus. So they lock everything down and they go through these draconian measures. And guess what? It's a very microscopic virus. It is still going to spread. So if you don't have it and you haven't had it, there's a high probability you're going to get it at some time in the future. And it's not just going to go away. But this is an incredibly successful political angle and, of course, a corrupt angle for the pharmaceutical companies to keep threatening that you'll die from the virus and that you need to get more vaccines and more boosters. And it would go on forever if people allow it. And I think that narrative that is becoming clear, that many people are questioning the narrative. The problem is up where you live and in deep blue areas, they have not been willing to accept any other information. And of course, tech companies and media organizations, as well as the government, has been silencing voices that outline some of the responses that would be a lot smarter and to be able to take care of the virus. So yeah. I feel sorry for the people that are fearful of it. 99% of people survive. Elderly people are at risk. They should make wise decisions. We've always said that. And if they're afraid, but this particular variation, this variant, apparently is just widespread massively. And that is probably a good thing. It means that most people will gather some natural immunity if they haven't been vaccinated and double, because that actually appears through some studies to make you more susceptible to it.
That's one I haven't heard yet, Jimmy. The vaccination makes you more susceptible. You want to elaborate on that one for me?
Sure. There's numerous studies that are out now that are saying that the average of person that gets the Omicron variant is as likely, if not potentially more likely, to get the COVID variant than if you're fully vaccinated and boosted. Hmm. And there's a lot of scientific research, which is why a lot of doctors are actually saying, what have we been doing? Because they were silenced, they were intimidated from saying anything. And a lot of them just went with the pressures that were put on by their organizations, their administrative organizations, that was put in by the government, that was put on by, influenced by pharmaceutical companies. So yeah, there's a lot of information that you're not, there's definitely no, you're not better off by getting this, by getting boosters and this, and the vaccine double shot from getting it. Though there is arguments, and I always say this is, you can't argue a negative. There are arguments out there, and the administration and the CDC and the FDA and, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are saying, hey, look, if you get the vaccine, if you get the boosters, you are much less likely to have a negative outcome or death. But how do you prove a negative? Just because people are getting the vaccine, does it mean it would be any different if they didn't get the vaccine? Would they be able to get through it and actually give themselves more immunity? This is an important question that needs to be researched. And unfortunately, with the focus on vaccinations, the lack of focus by this administration, as well as the pharmaceutical companies on therapeutics, and of course, no one asking the questions who benefits from all this, we continue down this road of fear-mongering with the media. But the media is beginning to change because it's becoming quite clear there are, this Boris Johnson and the EU has actually put out a study that there may be, you may be more likely to get it with the vaccines. But more importantly, your immune response for other problems may be lower because of the mm-hmm. vaccines and this mRNA technology.
Mm. Interesting. Let's go on to another topic, Jim. Biden continues to have some problems. What do you know about that?
Well, every day is not going to be a good day for Joe Biden. If he has, if he has a good day, I will be very surprised. Today, I haven't seen his speech. I think he should be giving it here in a few hours. He's going to try and update the nation on his policies. He's trying to reshape his image because his polling numbers are absolutely in the tank.
Yeah.
He's made some very bad decisions. He's failed on numerous agendas and numerous ideas, but he still continues to perpetuate or push forward progressive ideological control agendas. And the unfortunate part is most Americans don't support that. They don't support transgender athletes in women's sports.
No.
They don't support open borders with these massive, influx of illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. Which potentially have, bring in a lot of problems. They don't support what happened in Afghanistan. Americans around the, almost on every issue, the economy, you name it, Americans don't support this administration. And the people that do, I wonder who's actually still supporting him and how, I think it's the people that are quarantining themselves out of fear, that watch MSNBC and what's left of the audience of CNN, which is very small. They've lost about 80 to 90% over the last year at CNN. So, the narrative, the attempts to control people's ideas, the attempts to make it look good with Jen Psaki and the chief of staff and, of course, the national security advisor, those things are beginning to fail miserably for this administration. And it's not going to get better because Joe Biden's not in charge. I don't think he's making good decisions. I don't think he's making any decisions. And if he does make a decision like to pull out of Afghanistan, it's an absolutely disastrous one.
Well, the only comment I would make is now we've got the Russians doing war games in the Ukraine. What do you think that's going to – what effect do you think that'll have on world tensions, specifically on the NATO situation, Jim?
Well, NATO is extremely concerned. Europeans are extremely concerned with Russian expansion into Ukraine.
Right.
It gives them a military leg up by having support to the Crimea and the Black Sea Fleet, which gives them year-round access to global oceans through the Montreux Agreement, through the Straits mm-hmm. in Turkey, so out of the Black Sea. That is probably an absolute, and I said this in, I guess, 2001 when I was in the Republic of Georgia as security assistance officer. I told the assistant secretary of defense that and the ambassador that at some point our assistance to the Republic of Georgia will force the Russians to come down. The moment we look like the Georgians look like they can defend themselves on these three key corridors, the Russians will come down beforehand. And I think that's what you're beginning to see in Ukraine. And they did. The Russians came down into Ossetia. They actually logistically ran out of fuel and ammunition in order to get to Tbilisi. I don't know what their strategy was if they wanted to go there, but it was an awful, ugly thing. My staff was still there. I communicated directly with folks as it went down, and of course I had a tough time while I was in Georgia between 2000 and 2001. So we've seen this scenario before. You saw it in Crimea. You're seeing it in eastern Ukraine. The Russians are not going to back off. No. That puts NATO and European allies into a very difficult position. A lot of people on our blog will say, you know what, that's their problem. You know, let them figure it out. And to a certain extent, I agree. The problem is you have instability and you have expansion of power and of through force. When that happens, and not through negotiated agreement, by negotiating from a position of strength, you know, no one would have done this during the Trump administration. They completely backed off Crimea for the 4 years he was in, because he pretty much showed he's going to take action, and he didn't have to. So that's a very wise way, in my view, to go about strategic foreign policy. I personally am very against military intervention until there are absolutely no other options. The problem is, if Russia moves forward into the Crimea, European allies are going to be very concerned about it. But more importantly, you've got potential problems with China and Taiwan, because they'll take advantage of a weak American administration. You've right. already got the North Koreans are launching more missiles, testing and probing what they can do. You know, we can't, and we're not capable of winning multiple events like this. And would we want to? You know, are Americans going to support losing their children and their family members for going in to fight for something that they don't understand? And this administration is absolutely incapable of explaining or having understanding of what this would mean. And what that means is that, in my view, I think the Russians will probably do it when they have an opportunity.
Interesting situation. Jimmy, I'm going to watch Biden's speech today. If you get a chance to watch it also, I'd like to do a daily editorial on that. It seems like a very opportune situation for you and I.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll give you a buzz after the speech is done. Jim, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
You bet, Al.